Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Karen Reed, it seems, has a very difficult problem keeping her story straight. And I don't know really why that is. I mean, obviously, if you're lying about something, it's a lot more easy to mess it up and say the wrong thing because you're not recalling actual fact. But she should know the facts of her case by now. Why is it, how is it, do you think, that she goes out there and says these kind of asinine things like, I never backed up? Well, the data says you did, and you have even recognized that you have backed up yourself. She goes from one story to the other, but expects anyone listening to just believe whatever is the current story of the moment that's coming out of her mouth.
Well, the issue is there are minions out there that will believe anything she says and the defense says. They're not even looking anymore at the facts. They're not looking at the details that are really objective. They're not subjective. They're objective. Mm-hmm. It's data. And for that reason, that's what this case needs to really rely on, the DNA. Mm-hmm. Those witnesses were really just sort of overlooked when it comes to what everybody's talking about. And to me, they give some of the best information. John O'Keefe's DNA was on the taillight, period, end of story. Mm-hmm. And to say, well, they dated each other, so of course his DNA is there. How many of you have, you know, rubbed up on a taillight of your partner's car?
Exactly.
It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. And let's talk about the DNA. Let's talk about the DNA that was on the taillight. There was the hair that was there. And they matched it to John O'Keefe. Now, they also said there was two other male DNAs that were found on the taillight. I know that it's room to speculate, I guess, but what on earth would you be speculating about? I don't seem to understand the line of thinking here. Well, are we saying that two of the guys were out behind Karen's car and they also were struck by the vehicle or somehow rubbed their faces against your taillight and then that's how that DNA got there too? I'm not clear from the Karen Reed side as to where that argument even goes or how it makes any sense.
Well, I think the important piece is that Buchanan and Proctor's DNA was tested against those samples, mm-hmm. and it was negative.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important because that's part of the big conspiracy, right? Mm-hmm. So, but their DNA was nowhere near the taillight. And then on the hair, They weren't able to match it precisely to John O'Keefe, but they were able to do the maternal matching. Mm-hmm. So anybody with DNA from the maternal side of his family would match that hair, but it wasn't a hair from the head, right? It was a hair from the body, mm-hmm. like the arm, Tony.
Yeah.
Would be my belief, but 100% matched John O'Keefe and, of course, anyone else in John O'Keefe's family.
How once, I mean, these are some big facts that have come out. And obviously the defense, they've been doing their cross, but they have yet to take their turn. Where do you think this is going to go when it's up to them to call their own witnesses and such? Are they going to even bring any of these points back up? Or is it just going to be, let's scrape this to the side because it's kind of damning. And let's just fill the room with other things that we don't have to, you know, match science to.
I think if they're smart, they will just try to sidestep a lot of this information and try to get their third-party culprit theory in. Mm-hmm. It hasn't been fully denied. And by the way, they keep doing very underhanded things like throwing up the photo of the arm that's been embellished and sort of painted red. Mm-hmm. I mean, it looks ridiculous. Nothing like the original photo, and writing dog bites on it. Things like that really weren't supposed to be allowed. They're not allowed at this point to bring up their third-party culprit in this way. But I think that they'll try to focus on that. And then, of course, they're going to have their counter experts come up to say, nah, anything that the prosecution brought up is null and void from our expert opinion.
And that's going to be a big one. The ARCA folks are going to be in this at some point. We talked the other week about this, and you had a lot of issues with the way that they had done their own experiments and their own testing. Let's dive into that a little bit deeper. Explain to me what you found issue with their method of testing this, and why it may not necessarily be as accurate as the defense likes to believe.
My issue with ARCA from the beginning has always been they did not keep into account inculpatory evidence, such as we've been talking about a bit here, the hair, the DNA, the shards that were embedded by definition in John O'Keefe's shirt, the dent on the back bumper, the broken taillight pieces that were found at the ground. They just discounted all of that. Mm-hmm. How can you discount that and have a make any sort of reasonable explanation about what happened out there? And I just think it was so myopic and not anything I've ever seen from a good expert. A good expert takes it all into account and makes a expert opinion. Mm-hmm. Can't pick and choose.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be an issue here. And when this does come up and it is their turn on the stand, it'll be fascinating. Do you think we're going to hear anything different this time around, or any new testing that has been done that they're going to try and pull out of their hat?
Yeah, it seems as if they did do new testing. And again, Judge Cannone allowed that in, although she did say it was a Rule 14 violation. There's issues with it. Not the testing so much as ARCA in general, related to them being paid by the defense, related to all their emails back and forth, all of that information that was withheld everyone from the prosecution. That just can't happen, and it did happen. Mm-hmm. And so Brennan is really, you think this whole situation with Shannon Burgess about his Bachelor of Science being on LinkedIn is something, he's going to be able to point out really that they had lack of candor and lied to the court.
It certainly is going to be fascinating. We have the other expert that they're needing to take some time because he needs to get some testing done that the prosecution is talking about in terms of being able to be ready for court to testify. What are we expecting with that witness that was brought up the other day that they had to have the sidebars and the off the record or off the record with the jury conversations about in terms of what we're going to be seeing there for the prosecution?
Well, remember now that ARCA was allowed to do other experiments and make new conclusions, that means that the prosecution's expert, their crash reconstructionist, is going to also be able to take a look at that and to see if that is refutable from his test. So he has a lot of work ahead of him, and I don't think they got the information, meaning the CW, until May 7th. Mm-hmm. So to put something like this, to do his own experiments, it's going to take weeks. And so I would expect him to have a chance to testify much later, but certainly to counter anything ARCA has to say.
That's going to be interesting because, I mean, are we going to see this witness testify while the prosecution is still bringing out its case in chief, or is this going to be an after the fact thing? Because I can't imagine the prosecution actually has a whole lot more to go, and the timing of this seemed to be a big issue for the judge.
Right. This is going to be rebuttal, but it seems from what Judge Cannone has said, she's going to give the CW a lot of leeway because, you know, she allowed this in so late, May 7th. And this isn't just, you know, something to do with variance in time, like she allowed for the prosecution with information that everybody knew. This is going to be brand new information from experiments that ARCA has done, a brand new report. And so it's a big deal for now. Their expert is probably working, that poor guy is probably working 12 hours a day trying to get this all put together.
Yeah. And the fact that it is coming in this late, it's going to be fascinating to see what takes place and how accurate, you know, they can redo some of these things, what sort of experiments they're going to do. What are you expecting that we're going to see differently here from what ARCA is going to present? We know not all expert witnesses obviously come across with the exact same expert opinions.
You know, I think ARCA will in large part keep their findings. I think that they are going to have to address all that inculpatory information that we were speaking about previously. Mm-hmm. But I think the big difference in this trial is going to be this expert, meaning the CW's expert from Aperture, talking about that we haven't seen yet, talking about what their ideas and what their experiments are going to show in terms of what happened with John O'Keefe, particularly concerning when she hit him, when she backed up. Mm-hmm. So they're going to be ponying off of the information to do with the timing that now they have for the first time, right? We have the exact car data, and we can show it went in reverse and it hit something. So I can't wait to see the CW's witness. It's going to be my favorite one, the one I've been looking forward to the most.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. is riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.